This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 13, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Details are emerging in the story of a confrontation between veteran airshow performer Patty Wagstaff and law enforcement officials at Whitman Regional Airport in Wisconsin during Air Venture Week. The initial report from an ANN news spy suggested a DUI infraction, and while the charges filed reflect that, the details are not simple. Wagstaff says she was attempting to get back from the Gathering of Eagles dinner on Thursday evening, July 31st, and was en route to the Hilton using interior airport access sometime after 10:30 p.m. She says she was looking for the correct route when she was approached by event security. While Wagstaff declined to characterize anyone associated with the event as, quote, anything less than upstanding, unquote, other comments to ANN have characterized both event security and local law enforcement as less than friendly during the week. In any event, Wagstaff admits she was in the wrong place at the wrong time, says she's horribly embarrassed at the three-hour ordeal which ensued, and insists she was not impaired. Some credible industry sources who were in her company but desired to remain anonymous essentially back her story. But there's a problem. Wagstaff is scheduled to face two charges in hearings on September 2nd. The first is operating while under influence. The second is refuse to take test for intoxication. According to legal experts, Wagstaff's refusal to consent to a breathalyzer or other form of measurement will be viewed by the court as equivalent to a guilty plea to the DUI charge, which is, of course, a huge potential problem for anyone who makes a living in the airshow industry. We'll share more details as they become available. For the second time in 4 weeks, we find ourselves reporting on the fatal crash of an aircraft performing an Angel Flight mission. The Boston Herald reports three people, a male cancer patient, his wife, and the plane's pilot, were lost when a Beechcraft Bonanza crashed in a strip mall parking lot in Easton, Massachusetts yesterday morning. The plane was flying from Francis S. Gabreski Airport, West Hampton Beach, New York, to Logan International in Boston. Witnesses said the plane broke out of clouds about 400 feet above the ground in a spiraling dive, broke apart on impact, and burst into flames next to a supermarket. Angel Flight pilots donate their time to ferry medical patients for treatments free of charge. The pilots also pick up the costs of the flight. Watch for the preliminary report on yesterday's accident when it becomes available at aero-news.net. There's been plenty of recent criticism of the technical merits of NASA's Constellation program. But this is a new one. The agency's own safety panel warns the program is hampered by a lack of morale, money, and direction. The Associated Press reports that the ASAP, or Aerospace Safety Advisory Panel, in its 143-page annual report released on Monday, is generally impressed with NASA's safety programs, but cites surprising anxiety among NASA employees about many aspects of Constellation, particularly in areas related to astronaut safety. Among the most worrisome findings in the ASAP report, the panel found that due to weight issues plaguing Orion, each safety feature must earn its way into the design. Constellation program manager Jeff Hanley says the fears are unfounded and adds, quote, "If we tried to please everybody, the spacecraft would not get off the ground," unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing may bail on the KCX competition. The VFW has a beef with baggage fees for soldiers. And American Airlines partners with the Komen Foundation. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Michael Kraft, VP of Research, Development, and Engineering for Lycoming. We'll talk about three big announcements the company made at Oshkosh. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.